You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs are back on the practice field on Friday as they finish up their preparation for Sunday's matchup against the 4-2 Tennessee Titans. We heard from head coach Andy Reid, tackle Orlando Brown Jr., and safety Juan Thornhill. We'll go in that order, starting with Andy Reid, followed by Orlando Brown. Then we'll take a quick timeout, and you'll hear from safety Juan Thornhill. Here's Andy Reid.
All right, just injury update here. So these three guys didn't practice, Burton, Fortson, and Hitchens, and they'll be listed as out for it. Everybody else practiced and did a nice job. Tyreek was out there today and moved around pretty good. So, unless something changes, he should be fine. Tooney practiced today. He should be fine. I'm trying to think of the other guys. Ward and Chris Jones all practiced. So. We look forward to the challenge of playing Tennessee. You know, we know they're a heck of a football team on both sides of the ball and special teams. And so the guys have had a good week of preparation and look forward to, again, that challenge. So that time's yours.
Let's go first to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Coach, a lot of talk about Derrick Henry this week. I think Juan Thornhill called him one of the best in the game now. Patrick earlier called him one of the best of all time. I know you've been around the block a little while, maybe not all time, but is there a comparison back that you can kind of say he reminds you of in your years in the league, and maybe you take an approach on how people defended him and bring it into Tennessee this week?
Yeah, Marion Motley. That was a good answer, wasn't it?
That's before me. I don't.
Well, I know you just took me around the block, so I took you even further around the block. No, listen, he's a heck of a football player, and you know, I just for to do what he is doing right now and us to be able to witness that, I mean, it's something special. So he's a big man that keeps himself in great condition. That just doesn't happen. That's a year-round process to make sure that you get that done. And then I think he's a good kid on top of all that and goes out and plays hard. So he's really, I think he does a nice job, handles himself right.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Good, Pete.
Hey, Coach. We know you about your affinity for having a fullback. It's been about four or five plays offensively for Burton. Is the plan maybe to go with a tight end there? If you, whatever you'd be willing to reveal with the plan of replacing.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, listen. You guys know. I mean, we put 31 in there before, and he's been our fullback, and that's not. He's done that before. So if we go that direction, he gets in there and bangs it around and does the whole thing. So. He has no problem with that for whatever number we use of plays there.
Go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Coach, last week you had mentioned that Chris Jones and Chavarius Ward were close to returning, and you should be fine for Tyreek Hill and Joe Tooney. Those should be fine also apply to Jones and Ward for this Sunday?
Yeah, they should be good. Unless something – I haven't talked to Rick here, you know, before I jumped into these two media things, so I – when we left the field, they practiced full and did a nice job and were running off the field. So I think all's good, but Herbie, doggone it. You know, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go next to Harold Kuntz. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Coach. By the way, good reference earlier. Another Derrick Henry question for you. You know, just – with the defensive mentality of going into it, we just talked to Juan Thornhill and he said, like, well, you can't be timid, you can't be shy. Does a guy like that, when you know you're about to face him, actually help your defense just kind of be under P's and Q's a little bit more to make sure you're taking it more seriously, taking the fundamentals more seriously?
Yeah, listen, I mean, he obviously gets your attention because he's a big part of their team. And I don't ever slide away from the, you know, slide the ability of the quarterback away from this thing too, because he's a good football player. And they've got an experienced offensive line, and those receivers are strong players. But listen, they've based this thing around the runner, and he, you know, he's risen up to everything they wanted, plus some, I'm sure.
We'll ask to Sarin and then Nate. Go ahead, Sarin.
Coach, listen, I know everybody wants to tackle, right? That's the, you know, and there's nothing you can do but prep for it and be ready to go out there and go. But does a guy like Henry, who is this big, strong, fast, Marion Motley type of a back that's out there, do you change? Do you have to, like, focus your scheme and say, we want to limit how many times our guys got to run into this big guy? And so maybe whether it's more run blitzes or less, you know, whatever that it might be, does it make you just the punishment he can dole out? Does it make you kind of adjust the game plan to maybe try to protect some of the guys that got to go up against him? Or is that too much to try to factor?
No. Well, this is what we know, Sarin. So we know they're a great fourth quarter team. So Vrabel's had, since he's been a head coach, had more fourth quarter wins than anybody, comeback wins in the fourth quarter than anybody. And we know that their quarterback's very good in those situations. And we know the running back's the best in the business in those situations. So, a coach can stand up there and say, hey, listen, you got to play four quarters of aggressive football. Well, this is fact right here. So this is, our guys know that. We share those things with them just so that they stay educated with it and they can put themselves in whatever frame of mind they need to put themselves in. And then they watch the tape. And so you see him being as strong in the first quarter as he is in the fourth quarter. And you get a pretty good picture of all that.
We'll ask Nate Taylor. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Andy, in terms of receiving yards and just the production that he's given you, it seems like Mecole Hardman has had his two best games of the season these last 2 weeks. I just wonder what you've seen from him and how he may progress as the season moves along if this trend continues.
Yeah, Mecole's been working very hard at doing this. And, you know, when Tyreek can't practice during the week, he gets more reps and he takes advantage of those. So I think that's a good example for him, just saying that any extra work I can get, I need, and I need to maximize it. And he's been doing that, so he deserves that credit.
Coach, we appreciate your time.
Hey, Orlando, good to see you again. With all the talk about Derrick Henry, but I'm curious with you guys and your running backs, you know, I know you got to be excited when you guys try to pound the ball too. So how do you feel that might be the case coming up Sunday where you guys can kind of impose your will running the game too?
Yeah, man, up front, like I said before, we're always looking forward to being able to run the ball. Man, whatever coach calls, we're going to execute at the highest of our abilities. But, Derrick Henry is a great running back, man. I mean, he's literally probably the best in the NFL right now. So I'm sure our defense has a great plan. But, man, we look forward to just going out there and executing as an offense line.
Let's go next to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Orlando, when you pop on the tape, what stands out to you about this Titans defense and that front seven that you're going to be facing?
Yeah, they play really hard, man. They got a lot of guys that really fit their scheme as well. They do a lot of stuff right. You can tell that they practice a lot together, and they got a really close front seven. I feel like off the field, too, you can just tell in the way that they play.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Orlando, I know he's been in the room the whole time, so it didn't really change it in that fashion. But what do you think that Mike Remmers on the right side brings to the line for you guys?
Yeah, Mike's a great player. He plays with a ton of energy. He's very nasty in his approach and practice and on Sundays, as you can see on film, man. But, man, he's such a great player. You know, we just enjoy having him out there with us.
All right, do we have anything more for Orlando today, guys? You're off the hook easy. Appreciate you, Orlando.
See you later.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and tackle Orlando Brown Jr. Now here's safety Juan Thornhill.
It took me a little bit of time to get going, get the wind out of me. But, I mean, I had a lot of fun out there. And then some things I feel like I can do better is just, like, maybe communicating a little bit more, playing a little bit faster and slowing the game down. That's pretty much it. Other than that, I mean, just go out there and have fun.
Let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Brad, I've got a couple things. One, that stuff you just mentioned, how much do you feel like that stuff will improve just now that you are getting more reps?
See, the thing is, I remember my rookie season, I started off playing pretty good, but then I felt like each week I started to become more confident, started to make more plays, the game started to slow down, and I just feel like that's what's going to happen again. I just got to take my time and just let the game come to me.
And obviously every player wants to start, right? So obviously I know opening the season you wanted to start. How did you mentally keep yourself engaged even though that wasn't the case for you?
I mean, it wasn't that hard. Just coming out each and every day, giving it my all, going 100% whenever my time was up. I mean, then it was time for me to get out there and step up and make a play. I just stayed positive, man. Just kept working each and every day, and we just went for my opportunity.
Thanks, Juan.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam. Adam, we're having some trouble hearing you, Adam. Not yet. Let's come back to you next year, Adam. Okay. Let's go to Herbie Teope. Go ahead, Herbie.
Hey, Juan. Steve Spagnuolo was mentioning yesterday that on Wednesday y'all focused during individual drills on tackling, knowing who's coming, who y'all are facing on Sunday. How did that process go this weekend? And what's your message for the defense as y'all prepare to face Derrick Henry?
I mean, we just got to come in with a good mentality. You can't come in wanting to be soft. You have to be real physical coming in willing to tackle, because you know Derrick Henry is a heck of a player, great ball carrier, one of the best backs in the game. All respect to him, but the main thing is just coming in with a good mentality, just wanting to make the tackle. Can't be afraid. Don't be timid and give it your all.
Go back to Adam. Let's see if we can get you, Adam. You want to give it a shot? No, nope, we don't have you yet. Keep working. We'll come back to you. Let's go to Sarin Petro. Go ahead, Sarin.
Brad, I'll have a couple questions here. Juan, first of all, just to kind of follow up about tackling Derrick Henry. Like, yeah, listen, tackling's hard, right? I think everyone thinks it's just like you come up there and it just happens, right? I know bringing down athletic guys is really difficult. How much does it take out of you to face him, right? Like, how important is it for you guys to get three and outs, to keep them off the field so you don't have to tackle them 32, 33, 34 times?
I mean, we just got to come in and just be 100% on our assignments, be fundamentally sound, being in our gaps and doing our job. And I feel like everything else will play out, because, I mean, you know, he's going to make plays. Like, it happens to everyone. Like, everyone in the league is real athletic. Everyone can make you miss at any given time. They can run hard. They can make and they can score whenever. But the biggest thing is just being fundamentally sound and just playing your game.
And sorry, Brad, this is kind of a follow-up to the first one, then I'll get to my second one. I think self-preservation should take over. You should get the hell out of the way of a guy who's 250 pounds and runs that fast, right? Like, I mean, me, that's what I would do, look for a place to hide. Do you look at it and say, all right, it sucks, but here we go, right? Or do you get into a mindset where, like, you don't even have those kind of thoughts?
The thing with me, I feel like I'm different from like a lot of other guys. Like, whenever I got a big opportunity to make a play, like hitting somebody like Derrick Henry is 200 and I don't know, let's just say 250 or something like that, and I'm over here at 200 pounds. Like, I just know I got to bring it a little bit more. I got to want it a little bit more than he does. I mean, yes, he has 50 pounds on me, but at the same time, I feel like if you have that heart and desire to make that tackle, you will every single time.
All right, and then, this isn't a question. I'm not asking you to give away any trade secrets, right? I know there are things that you don't want to put out there, but were there specific things, like during the time that you weren't starting, that Coach Spagnuolo or maybe the DB coaches are saying to you, hey, this is what you got to work on, that you had to focus on as far as trying to get back out there on the field for more snaps?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, every single day we come in, we're willing to work on one thing. One thing that I was working on was just – the tackling. I mean, that's just something that everyone has to work on. Man coverages, like having your eyes in the right place and things like that. Just being able to work each and every day. Like, you can't go in with the mentality like, oh, I'm not starting right now, so I'm not going to work. So you have to go in with one thing each and every day to improve on. And that's what I did.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Juan and Brent, I'll have a follow-up to this too. What advice, what would you tell a young player, like a college player, about what it takes to play safety and especially free safety in the NFL?
Biggest thing I would say is just come in with the mentality that you're the best safety in the game. Because like with me coming out of college, like I had some guys that was above me, but I couldn't let anybody tell me that they were better than me. Just because like I wanted to be number one regardless. If you step on that field each and every day saying I'm the best player on this field, I feel like you're going to make it. So like, that's all you got to do is just have the right mentality and come out there willing to show the world that you're able to play at that level.
Matt, does that cover you? Oh, there you go. Give it another shot, Matt.
Yeah. And I mean, you certainly have that attitude. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about that. What is it that, you know, you feel like that you still need to improve? I know you talked a little bit about, you know, playing faster and playing downhill, but, you know, what is it that you really feel like you need to get to the next level?
I just feel like I need to be a leader. Like Tyron is the leader of our defense right now. And I just feel like I need to catch up to him, to get to his level, just communicating a lot more and earning my teammates respect, just playing as hard as I can. And that's the biggest thing I feel like I need to work on.
All right, we'll go last to Adam. Let's give another shot, Adam.
Can you guys hear me now?
We got you.
Okay, great. Hey, Juan, Brad, I got a couple things here. First, I'm just wondering what you heard from the coaches, Juan, when as to why you weren't playing more before the Washington game. And, Brad, again, I'll have a second question.
I mean, it wasn't really like the coaches telling me that there was a reason why I wasn't playing. It was just, I mean, Dan was playing some great football. Like, last year you saw him making a lot of plays, and Dan, I personally think Dan deserved it. He was working really hard, made a lot of plays, and he came in with the right attitude. So he deserved that spot.
Okay. And last week when Tyron was so upset when you guys allowed that third and long in toward the end of the first half in Washington, what were you thinking at that time? And have you seen that kind of thing from him in a game before?
Listen, when Tyron does things like that, it pumps the whole team up. Like, no one is looking like, man, you need to calm down. Because, like, we know once you get pumped up, everybody, like, the energy of the whole defense and the whole team just elevates. So when you see things like that, it just motivates me.
Adam, do you have one more or are you good?
Just wondering, Juan, had you seen that from him before during a game?
I mean, you have guys that's real passionate about the game. Like, there's some guys that know how to hold it in and just not even show any passion, just sit there and just hold everything in. Then you have guys that just wear their heart on their sleeve and just show it all. But, I mean, that's the type of guy Tyron is, though. He's not – like, no one is looking at him like, man, you need to calm down or anything like that. We look at it. We love when he does things like that. Like I said, he just pumps the team up. He gets us going. He motivates us all. He makes us all play harder. When those things come out, that just shows that he's a leader. Like, he wants more out of the defense. So that's why he does things like that.
Juan, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.